from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first headlines. United Nations condemns terrorist attacks in Indonesia's second largest city. Financial Minister says terrorist attacks will not affect investment. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned terrorist attacks against worshippers in three churches in Indonesia's second largest city, Surabaya, East Java Province. The United Nations noted in a statement on Monday that the Secretary General condemns the terrorist attacks on worshippers in three churches in Surabaya, Indonesia, on May 13. His appeal at the reports that children were used to carry out the attacks. The Secretary General expressed condolences to the families of the victims and wished a swift recovery to those injured. Guterres reiterated the support of the UN to the government and people of Indonesia in their efforts to fight and prevent terrorism and violent extremism, including through the promotion of pluralism, moderation, and tolerance, according to a statement on the UN official website on Monday. Multiple attacks on three churches in Surabaya on Sunday left at least 13 people dead and 43 others wounded. Spokesperson of the East Java Police Senior Commissioner Franz Barung Mangera revealed that the bombs were detonated in Santa Maria Church at 7:30 a.m. local time, while two other bombs in JKI and Pentecosta churches at 7:35 a.m. and 8 a.m. local time, respectively. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani has expressed confidence that the recent bombings on charges in Surabaya will not deter investors from investing in the country as the law enforcers have started to seriously deal with the issue. Sri Mulyani said over the weekend in Jakarta that she hopes that law enforcement will restore perception and trust in Indonesia. Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, in-depth economist Bima Yudhistira made a similar comment, saying that the sooner law enforcement officers could arrest the suspect, the better it would be for the investment climate. Suicide bombers attacked three churches in Surabaya on Sunday, May 13, killing at least 13 people and wounding at least 41 others. The attacks occurred days after the riot and prison siege at the National Police Mobile Brigade headquarters, the Tencent Center in Depok, West Java last week, in which five police officers and one detainee were killed. Bima added that security was one of the key considerations among investors, but the fatal Makobrimob riot and had significant impact, with the rupiah even strengthening to 13,900 against the US dollar from 14,000 earlier last week. Indonesia's stocks and currency fell after a fresh explosion rocked the main police office at Surabaya, a city that was hit by a series of bombings a day earlier. The Jakarta Composite Index falls as much as 1.4% to 5,873.192 and the rupiah retreated as much as 0.3% to 13,993 to a dollar after the explosion at the headquarters of Surabaya Police at 8:50 a.m. local time. Frans Barung Mangera, spokesman for East Java Police, said in a televised address, "At least 14 people, including 6 suicide bombers, were killed and dozens injured in 3 separate bombings at churches in Surabaya on Sunday, May 13, according to police. Indonesia has the world's largest Muslim population and has been battling Islamic extremists since independence. Barely a week ago, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility after 5 police officers and a prisoner were killed during a prison riot in capital Jakarta," local media reported. Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry plans to auction Rukan Oil Block in Riau in July as the contract between the government and Chevron Pacific Indonesia is slated to end in 2021. The Ministry's Oil and Gas Director General Joko Siswanto said the ministry will auction the block to optimally benefit the government if there are many builders. He added that state oil and gas firm Pertamina had to compete fairly with other companies if it wanted to win the contract. Management of the block, which has a production capacity of 230,000 barrels per day, will not be automatically extended for existing contractor, Chevron Pacific Indonesia, because many other companies have shown interest in taking over the task. Chevron and Pertamina have openly expressed their wishes to manage the block. In April, Chevron submitted a proposal to extend its contract for the next 20 years through a gross split scheme. Pertamina Upstream Business Director Samsu Alam said Pertamina was eyeing Rukan Block as part of its effort to increase oil production. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Another bomb exploded in Surabaya on Monday, May 14 morning. Surabaya Police Headquarters hit by a bomb explosion at around 8:50 a.m. According to East Java Police spokesman Frans Barung, the bomb was carried by a motorcycle. It exploded outside the entry gate of Surabaya Police Headquarters. 4 policemen and 6 civilians injured in the incident. Frans said that the police can't confirm now whether the victims only injured or dead. Frans apologized that currently cannot give further information. Police still investigate more details the attack. The series of suicide bombings in Surabaya began on Sunday, May 13 morning at around 30 a.m. at 3 churches, namely the Catholic Church of Immaculate Santa Maria SMTB, the Indonesian Christian Church GKI on Diponegoro Surabaya Street, and Pentecost Church and on Anjuna Surabaya Street. The death toll from terror acts was at least recorded 13 people, while 43 others were injured. Then bomb explosion left 3 people hurt and killed 3 others at a rented story house in Wonocolo, Sidoarjo. It was located several kilometers west of the scenes of just bombs in Surabaya. Banten province develops its tourism potential that can increase the visits of domestic and foreign tourists. Head of Banten Provincial Tourism Office, Eneng Nur Cahyati, on the sidelines of the launch of Rhino Tent Triathlon 2018 on Sunday, May 13, at Tanjung Lesung, Banten, Indonesia, said that the calendar of events used to arrange cultural agenda and various festivals Banten province makes, the number of tourist visits increased significantly.
Kita belum mengukur secara pengaruh dari calendar of event, tetapi
we have not measured the effect of the calendar of event, but the data shows that there is significant increase of the number of tourist visits. Currently, nearly 16 million domestic tourists and 300,000 foreign tourists, but we have not specifically seen how they impact in 2017. In 2018, we have not calculated significantly, because it is still the first quarter we just passed. Currently, still in the process of evaluation of each city district. We are also developing regional tourism information system to see how it really is in real terms. Because Statistics Agency releases its release in 1 year, so we try to find out the priority and destinations that are in great demand by tourists through the cooperation of city districts, including also managers of tourist destinations and hotels. We try to develop the existing tourism system. Eneng Nur Cahyati added that the activities of event calendar in Banten province as many as 104 districts of the city. Since 2017, the city districts have started to design their own calendar of events because it has its strengths. According to calendar of this event, this is one effort to increase tourists to visit to Banten province. Indonesia's men's double pair, Barry Agriawan and Hardianto, successfully won the 2018 Australian Open Badminton Tournament after defeated their compatriot Wahyu Nayaka Arya Pankarya Nira and Adi Yusuf Santoso at the Koi Centre Olympic Park in Sydney on Sunday, May 13. Based on the Badminton Federation of the World's official website, which monitored from Jakarta, Barry and Hardianto won in the adult battle between the top seeds, faces second seed for three games 21-9, 9-21 and 21-15, as well as avenged their previous defeat on Wahyu and Adi at the Thailand Masters 2018. Barry Agriawan and Hardianto's victory had ensured Indonesia to take a title from the Super 300 level tournament after only the men's doubles number there is an Indonesian representative to the final. Well, listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Suicide Bombing in Surabaya. The people of Indonesia, especially the people of Surabaya's Java, are filled with the action of suicide bombing. Three suicide bombings took place in the churches of Immaculate Santa Mariant, Sandra Pentecostal Church and JKI Church. At least 11 people died and more than 40 people were injured and needed special treatment. Criticism and curse were directed to suicide bombers. Even President Joko Widodo called this act of terror as a barbaric act beyond the limits of humanity. What makes people more furious at the perpetrators is the involvement of children in the suicide bombing act. The target of this terror is the houses of worship. As a result, some people condemn this action on the name of religion. The unity of Indonesia is retested. The hope is that this act of terror does not make religious people accuse each other. Religious followers must not make verbal word in social media to blame one another. Of course, this strategy is hoped to strengthen the brotherhood among religious people in Indonesia to jointly to face acts of terrorism. President Joko Widodo, Chief of Indonesian National Police Tito Karnavian, Chief of Indonesian Military Hadi Cahyanto, and a number of ministers came to check out the location. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo emphasized that terrorism has nothing to do with any religion. The Indonesian government has a top task to address the roots of terrorism in Indonesia. The government must be able to carry out thorough investigation relating to the acts of terrorism, such as the recruitment and the source of funds for each of the terrorist acts. It is expected that there are no longer new recruitment and brainwashing of prospective terrorists who voluntarily conduct acts of terror, despite committing suicide by oneself or her or his family. Indonesian alertness to all acts of terror should be further enhanced. Moreover, this year there is regional election in several provinces, cities and regions. There are Asian Games that will be attended by more than 40 countries. And the annual meeting of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, IMF. It is the task of all stakeholders of Indonesian nation to create and maintain security across Indonesia. May the terror act in Surabaya, East Java, be the last one. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History, Upper Area World Service Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start from an event on May 14, 1984 when Frederick Silaban passed away. Frederick Silaban passed away on May 14, 1984 in the age of 71 years old. He is the first generation of architect in Indonesia. He is an autodidact architect. His formal education was only Senior Teknik School, but due to his intelligence and diligence, he won some contests as architect. During his time, he was well known on his various great works in architecture and design world, where some his work became symbol of pride for a region where he built. Frederick Silaban received Honorable Award of Civil Service of Bintang Jasa Utama from the government on his achievement in designing infrastructure of Istiqlal Mosque. Other works of Silaban were the building of Bank Indonesia on Jalan Tamrin, Borobudur Hotel Monument, of Selamat Datang Bundaran HI Jakarta, Kalibata Heroes Cemetery, official residence of Bogor Mayor. And the next event is about the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948. On May 14, 1948, on the last day of British mandate, Ben Gurion declared independence of the State of Israel. Chaim Weizmann proclaimed the State of Israel and confirmed himself as a president. According to the history, this appearance of the State of Israel was predicted 70 AD by marking destroying of Jerusalem city by Roman Kingdom. The United Nations decided to integrate the establishment of the State of Israel in Palestine by dividing into two regions, partly for Arab people and partly for Jewish. Nevertheless, the establishment of the State of Israel is opposed by Arabic world, especially Muslim community. They rejected compromise of the United Nations and finally it posed a tense situation which created conflict and war until today. And the last event is about the establishment of a Warsaw Treaty in 1955. 8 countries of East Europe, Albania, Bulgaria, Hungary, Poland, East Germany, Romania, Soviet Union and Czechoslovakia signed military treaty in Warsaw, Poland. The treaty is well known as the Warsaw Treaty. The alliance of the countries in East Europe is as an answer of the establishment of North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, in 1949. And the integration of West Germany into NATO. As a result of these two blocs, conflict occurred between West and East Bloc, which was known as Cold War. Finally, the Cold War ended after 1991. Warsaw Treaty dismissed. Well, listener, that was Student History read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila. only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The topic of today is Indonesia and Brazil boost cooperation in various sectors. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi held a bilateral meeting with her counterpart from Brazil, Minister Lucio Nunes Pereira in Bogor, West Java on last Friday. The visit to Indonesia was the first for Minister Pereira. Indonesia and Brazil have established strategic partnerships since 2008. This visit is a good momentum for both countries to improve bilateral relations and to revitalize the existing and bilateral partnerships. In addition, both ministers also utilized the meeting to expand market access for Indonesian products in Latin America, such as fish, palm oil, and rubber. During the meeting, both of them also discussed efforts to improve the trade, agriculture, and people-to-people contact via free visa. In addition, the meeting also discussed the issues of multilateral and regional cooperation that are of mutual concern. The result of the bilateral meeting is the approval of three documents by two ministers, namely Memorandum of Understanding between the Governor of the Republic of Indonesia and the Governor of Federation of Brazil regarding the exemption of visa for both ordinary passport and for diplomatic and service passports. There is MOU on technical cooperation between the governments of Republic of Indonesia and Republic of Brazil. Minister Retno Marsudi also affirmed that the signing of the three documents is expected to have no barriers to communicate with other among the public, official and others. The intensification of the process can occur further by mentioning that visa exemption for holders of ordinary passport Indonesian citizens will get visa-free facility to Brazil for 30 days. The facility is expected to encourage people-to-people and business-to-business contacts to enhance cooperation in various fields, especially economy and trade. Brazil is Indonesia's largest trading partner in South America. The total trade between Indonesia and Brazil in 2017 amounted to $3.18 million. The visit of Brazilian tourists to Indonesia was also the largest in South America, reaching 28,359 in 2007. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Here is news in brief. I'm Dalat Pani. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned terrorist attacks against worshippers in three churches in Indonesia's second largest city, Surabaya, East Java province. The UN noted in a statement on Monday that the Secretary General condemns the terrorist attacks on worshippers in three churches in Surabaya, Indonesia, on May 13. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani has expressed confidence that the recent bombings on churches in Surabaya will not deter investors from investing in the country as the law enforcers have started to seriously deal with the issue. Indonesia's stock and currency fell after a fresh explosion rocked the main police office at Surabaya, a city that was hit by a series of bombings a day earlier. The Jakarta Composite Index falls as much as 1.4% to 5,873.192, and the rupiah retreated as much as 0.3% to 13,993 to a dollar after the explosion at the headquarters of Surabaya Police at 8:50 a.m. local time. Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry plans to auction Rokan Oil Block in Riau in July as the contract between the government and Chevron Pacific Indonesia is slated to end in 2021. The Ministry's Oil and Gas Director General Joko Siswanto said the ministry will auction the block to optimally benefit the government if there are many bidders. Another bomb exploded in Surabaya on Monday, May 14 morning. Surabaya Police Headquarters hit by a bomb explosion at around 8:50 a.m. According to East Java Police spokesman Franz Baru, the bomb was carried by a motorcycle. Banten province develops its tourism potential that can increase the visits of domestic and foreign tourists. Head of Banten Provincial Tourism Office, Eneng Nur Cahyati, on the sidelines of the launch of Rhino X Rhino 10th Triathlon 2018 on Sunday at Tanjung Lesung, Banten, said that the calendar of events used to arrange cultural agenda and Versi Festival Banten province makes the number of tourist visits increase significantly. Indonesia's men's double pair, Barry Agriawan and Hardianto, successfully won the 2018 Australian Open badminton tournament after defeated their compatriot Wahyu Nayaka Arya Pankaria Nira and Adi Yusuf Santoso at the Kuai Center Olympic Park in Sydney on Sunday. Based on the Badminton Federation of the World official website, which monitor from Jakarta, Barry and Hardianto won in the idle battle between the top seed faces, second seed, for three games 21-9, 9-21 and 21-15. Well, listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's Citizen, we will introduce you to Dukderan tradition from Central Java. Stay tuned. Listeners, some regions have unique traditions which are conducted to welcome the holy month of Ramadan. One of them is Dukderan tradition from Semarang, Central Java Province. Dukderan tradition has been conducted since 1881 and until now. It is still conducted by Semarang people. The difference is that today's Dukderan is folk party such as dances, carnival, and beduk percussion. Listeners, the name of Dukderan comes from Duk, which is the sound of beduk, and der, which is the sound of explosion of firecracker. The name is a sign of fasting month. It is begun by beduk and ended by firecracker. The tradition is held to remind residents that the month of Ramadan has closed. For 1 week before Ramadan, there will be market which sells various kinds of stuffs, and there is mascot related to the festival, namely Warak Mendok. Listeners, Dukderan will be over 1 day before fasting and the peak event of the Dukderan tradition contains of cultural carnival. The carnival is begun from the yard of Semarang City Hall. Opening of the event is signed by Piting Beduk by Semarang Mayor. After the opening, the mayor rides Kencana cart, which is guarded by Pandanaran troops to Semarang Kauman Great Mosque. Over there, the mayor will be welcomed by Warok Ngendok. Warok Ngendok represents acculturation of the culture from diverse ethnics in Semarang, namely China, Arab, and Java. Listeners, listeners, Duk Deran tradition has been begun since 1881 in the government of Regent Kiai Raden Mas Tumenggung Purbaningrat, based on his awareness on peace of Semarang people, because there was movement which has disunited since the arrival of the Dutch colonial. As a result, there were groups of communities in Semarang. Duk Deran tradition is aimed at assembling the whole communities in a joyful atmosphere in a bid to unite together and to greet without differences. Besides, it is ensured that the beginning of the month of Ramadan is strictly and simultaneously based on agreement of regent and priest of the mosque. So, there is unifying spirit felt in the tradition. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Duk Deran tradition from Central Java. Thank you for listening.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Menyewa Sepeda, or in English, Renting a Bicycle. Stay tuned. Listener, next is a conversation about menyewa sepeda, or in English, renting a bicycle. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Tony and bike renter in an area of Prambanan Temple. Let's follow the conversation.
Saya mau menyewa sepeda.
Silakan, Pak. Mau berapa jam?
Berapa harga sewa per jamnya?
Rp40.000 saja.
Satu jam saja.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. Sepeda. Sepeda, in English, bicycle or bike. Menyewa. Menyewa, in English, to rent. Saya mau menyewa sepeda. Saya mau menyewa sepeda, in English, I want to rent a bicycle. Mau berapa jam? Mau berapa jam? In English, how long? Berapa harga sewa per jamnya? Berapa harga sewa per jamnya? In English, how much is the renting price per hour? Satu jam saja. Satu jam saja. In English, only 1 hour. When you want to rent a vehicle, for example, a bicycle, you can say, Saya mau menyewa sepeda. Saya mau menyewa sepeda. In English, I want to rent a bicycle.
you can change the word sepeda, sepeda, or in English, bicycle, with mobile, mobile, in English, car, motor, motor, in English, motorcycle, or other types of vehicles. The vehicles are usually rented per hour, per day, or per month. To know the renting price, you can say berapa harga sewa per jamnya. Berapa harga sewa per jamnya? In English, how much is the renting price per hour? If you want to rent a vehicle per day, you can say berapa harga sewa per harinya. Berapa harga sewa per harinya? In English, how much is the renting price per day? While the renting per month, berapa harga sewa per bulannya? Berapa harga sewa per bulannya? In English, how much is the renting price per month? After you know the renting price, you can say, saya akan sewa satu hari saja. Saya akan sewa satu hari saja. In English, I want to rent it for only one day. Other examples, saya mau menyewa mobil. Saya mau menyewa mobil. In English, I want to rent a car. Berapa harga sewa per harinya? Berapa harga sewa per harinya? In English, how much is the renting price per day? 500 ribu rupiah. 500 ribu rupiah. In English, 500,000 rupiah. Okay, saya akan menyewa 3 hari. Okay, saya akan menyewa 3 hari. In English, okay, I will rent it for 3 days. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Saya mau menyewa sepeda.
Silakan Pak, mau berapa jam?
Berapa harga sewa per jamnya?
Rp40.000 saja.
Satu jam saja.
Listener, as an exercise, please send us your voice recording in Indonesian language to our email address at voi@voinews.id. There will be interesting prizes for the selected senders. Please describe a tourist spot in your country by mentioning the country's name, the name of the tourism object, the location, and the weather in that place. Please convey more information if any. For example, selamat pagi, negara saya Indonesia memiliki tempat wisata Candi Prambanan yang terletak di kota Yogyakarta. Cuaca sekitar Candi Prambanan panas. Gudeg adalah makanan khas Yogyakarta. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present Indonesia Keroncong Song by Bruri Marantika. Let's listen to the first song entitled Senandung Rindu by Bruri Marantika. Happy listening! Listener, you have listened to the song entitled Senandung Rindu by Bruri Marantika. This song is an old pop song which then sung back with keroncong genre. It tells the story of someone who's singing the longing song that brought him to the good memories of the past. The song with full of memories that will never be forgotten. Listener, Bruri Marantika also used the name Bruri Pesulema. But in the entertainment world, he is better known as Bruri Marantika. His strong and distinctive vocal character makes Bruri a long-lasting singer of his popularity in the Indonesia. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Hati Terluka by Bruri Marantika. Happy listening!
Ku cari jalan yang sepi untuk menghindar darimu. Ku berjanji di dalam hati takkan lagi ku menjumpaimu. Membeku. yang telah membuat janji-janji palsu. Oh, kau yang selama ini aku sayangi.
Listener, the song was previously popularized by Bruri Marantika in 1994 in pop genre. The song composed by Arianto is about a man who promised to avoid and will not see his former beloved woman again. The song was later sung back by Bruri Marantika in Keroncong Music. Throughout his career in the Indonesian entertainment industry, his songs are very popular, among others, Mawar Berduri and Angin Malam. This Ambonese singer died in Depok, West Java in April 2000. Well, listener, to conclude this segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Pamit and Aku Jatuh Cinta by Bruri Marantika. Happy listening and sampai jumpa!
Izinkan aku pergi, apalagi
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Jatuh cinta padamu. Janganlah kau berkata benci, walau hatimu tak sudi. Biarkanlah anganku ikut bayang-bayangmu kemana saja. Dalam hati sayang hanya namamu. Bila hatimu tak sayang padaku, jangan katakan.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia. and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.